Good morning. This is your host, Jalen Brooks, and I am sitting with Don Carlisle with Conversations with Carlisle. This week, we'll be talking about the recent games with Terre Haute North and South. With your 6-0 record, how does it feel?
Well, it's always better to be 6-0 and 0-6, so I'll say that. There's always, you know, as a coach, things that you know, we need to work on. So just taking from the weekend, our defense got a little better, our rebounding got a little bit better, but there's certainly things that we need to continue to get better at. 6-0, you know what I'm saying? 6-0 is still is a good thing. I understand that I was, as a first-year head coach, like the probably second in the history behind legendary Coach Wooden's brother, who coached here 35-36, and he started off 19-0. I'll strive to try to reach that, of course. But if I don't, you know, it's good to be mentioned in the same sentence, in the same breath as legends.
And I congratulate you for that, and hopefully you can set a precedent yourself for 2018-2019 season.
There it is.
Yeah, and let's talk about Terre Haute South with the starting three for stats with Jalen Windham with 21 points, 4 rebounds, and 4 assists. Cameron Maul with 13 points and 3 assists, and Kai Steinman with 12 points, 3 rebounds, and 6 assists. What was the energy for that game?
Jalen's been playing well offensively. What they're going to do and what most teams have tried to do in the past is take him away. I don't want to jump ahead, but in Terre Haute North, they jump into a box and one in the first half. And they tried to take him away. They tried to take his space. They tried to keep a body on him. And they allowed the other players that we have on this team to be able to showcase what they could do. Kai Steinman, he's been coming on as of late. He had a double figures in both games we had this Saturday. Cam Maul is another one who we're going to lean on to make sure that we are getting into our stuff. And you know, he's able to space the floor and make shots and get the ball to where the ball needs to get to. We also, you know, going to depend heavily on DeJuan Jones, who, you know, he just got, I believe he got offensive lineman, Mr. Football, in his position.
Yeah.
So, two-sport, man amongst boys, great athlete, and we're just looking forward to what this year can bring with him.
And so as we look in the stats for the South, we have Jalen Jennings with 9 points, Jamari London with 6 points, Dom Day with 5 points and 3 assists, and Jeff Clayton with 4 points and 3 rebounds. How does it feel? Just to have the whole team utilize their strengths and to just have the team overall great stats, was it more enforcing the team? Because I know this isn't new, but we see people starting up and making plays, and they're kind of just showing out for the season.
Well, when you have a good team, you have multiple guys that can do things, you know, as far as scoring, rebounding, and filling the stat sheet. When you have a good player or two, it's easy to key in on those guys. I played on some good teams here at Ben Davis where the leading scorer didn't score more than, you know, 12 or 13 points, but we had multiple 3 to 4 or more players average double figures. When you have teams like that, it's hard to game plan for them. So my aim is to make sure that our main players are getting – and being put in a position to be successful as well as the surrounding players. So then it makes it difficult to game plan against a team where it doesn't matter who you put in that spot, you know, 1 through 10 or 1 through 15, whatever your roster is. You can put someone in that spot and they be successful the same way as the starters would be.
And going into North, we also have Kai Steinman leading with 15 points, Jalen Windham 14 points, 6 assists, DeJuan Jones 14 points, 11 rebounds, 4 assists, Jalen Jennings with 12 points and Cameron Maugh 11 points. Jeff Clayton with 11 points as well, and Jamari London with 8 points and 4 assists. Was it just the same as playing Terre Haute South? Was it just kind of like just that whole weekend just brought the same connection?
Well, we got it going probably in the second and the third quarter. The first quarter, they kind of took us out of what we wanted to do, and they kind of frustrated Jalen because they were boxing one of him and we couldn't really run our sets. So once we settled down and adjusted to whatever the style of play was, we were able to just capitalize. They were leaving Kai open. They were leaving Cam open. They were leaving the other guys open because they were trying to take away DeJuan and Jalen. So, I mean, we understand that's going to happen throughout the course of the year, especially how fast they started out of the gates. The first couple games, 2 or 3 games, they both were averaging over 20 points. So if you look at our roster, if you look at our stats, naturally as a coach, you're going to try to take away what you feel like is the best options for us. So I've been preaching it all year since I got here, having those types of players, polarizing players on your team, then it's going to be the other guys that's going to make the difference, whatever type of run you're going to make. So we just try to make sure that all those guys are ready. I mean, not just Jalen and DeJuan. We try to make sure that everybody's ready. We've been pushing them and pressing them, doing individual workouts, making sure that they're ready to knock down shots when they're open, making sure their confidence is high. So when they get the opportunity to score, we're not just trying to put one or two people in the right position. We're trying to get everybody in the right position so then they get the opportunity, they're ready.
And most definitely this example is brought upon with Kostami for 5 for 5. So mm-hmm. definitely making those shots and being left open, like you said, mm-hmm. just to be able to utilize the sets and utilizing the workouts that each individual has brought exactly. in each practice. So this Friday, playing Warren is a very tough, very big game. I will be attending that game as well.
Okay.
So Friday, 7:30.
Friday, 6 o'clock, get there early. I would suggest you get there early. It'll be a good time. We're going to be celebrating our Chapel Hill 7th graders who are undefeated as well, mm-hmm. and they won the county tournament. So really proud of everything that's going on with the basketball programs all the way down to our Indy Hoops teams. My freshman team is 7-1 or 8-1, and the JV team, they're 5-1. So all around, we've been doing a really good job. I believe 8th grade, they may have lost maybe 1 or 2 games at Chapel Hill. Just doing a lot of good things in the program and really excited for what's to come.
Yeah, I have talked to Mr. Easter about just the whole – just with all the boys, with the boys basketball team. Mm-hmm. We had a great season so far for everybody, and yeah. I congratulate every single one of them for that.
Leave out Lindhurst. I know that Lindhurst has been doing an excellent job over there as well. So the future looks bright for Ben Davis and the Giant family, especially on the basketball side.
So what do you anticipate for Friday?
I anticipate it being a highly contested game, up and down. I know we score a lot more points than Warren. I know they put up a lot of big points early. But they're more of a methodical defensive team. We're more of a running offensive team. So it'll be a difference of two styles. Not to say that they're not a good offensive team. I just believe it'll be a good game. It's polarizing one offensive group and one defensive group. Although defense is my calling card. I think that we're doing a good job of getting better at the things that I want to see. But we're definitely a team that could put points up on the board. I think we put up 90 as our highest. We put up 90 against Terre Haute North in that second game. So, Warren, they got a 100-point game. Their first game against Tech, I think they beat them pretty bad, like by, I think, 78 points. They beat them 100-28 or something like that. But, we'll just be ready to play.
All about progression.
It's all about progression. I'm confident in what the game plan is, and going into it, not to neglect what we have to do on Saturday night as well. We have to travel to Brownsburg. So it's a big weekend for our program. If we come out of this unscathed, it'll be a really good step in the right direction.
Right. I appreciate you for stopping by, and I'll see you next week where we'll recap on the Warren game and then further discuss on Brownsburg. This has been Jalen Brooks and
Don Carlisle. I appreciate everybody's support and looking forward to see everybody Friday and or Saturday night.
And you heard it right here. This was been Conversations with Carlisle. See you next week.